Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Well, grand rising, everybody, and welcome to Self-Self-Care. And we're going to play this morning's introduction.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Grand rising, everybody. This is Jody Susan with Susan Essentials, and we're so excited to have you here on the show. Looks like we need to do a few adjustments here. There we go. We're coming live to you from Georgia, and we've had some really exciting times the last few days. We actually just launched the Functional Food Program, which we've been teaching since 2018, we now offer it self-paced. And so throughout the show, we're going to kind of give you some highlights about what that means for you and how you too can reclaim your health simply by removing toxins, right? And usually there's a little bit more to that, but if you can remove the toxicity, the hidden toxins from your life, you can mitigate things like pain, depression, anxiety, and things like that. So this has really been a labor of love, and I am so excited that we're going to have this available, for the world to to view because it's only $99. Used to be $1,500 because I had to be involved every step of the way. But when you surrender, right, to letting the universe conspire to make things happen, thank you, Ralph Waldo Emerson, you can really help the world embrace themselves. And perfect today that we have Jeremy Zito here. He's from Kitchen Craft. And, you know, because everything we do in this world is, it revolves around food. Because it's like when I wake up in the morning, what am I have for breakfast? When I, you know, it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you've got restaurants all over the place. And you got grocery stores and farmers. And we're going to tell you today why it's so important to be in the kitchen, right? And I'm not saying don't go to a restaurant, but like really, when you can cook amazing food in the kitchen and you know that it's toxic free because you're of the food that you're eating and the pans that you use, that's a really powerful place to be. So looks like we have Teddy May here already. She says, good morning, Susan Essentials. Teddy, thank you for finding the new link. So we had to send out a new link this morning, people. So let's bring on Jeremy Zito. Oh, let's see. There we go. Grand Rising. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
We're having a few technology issues this morning, but, you know, what's life without, you know, a few fallen apples, so to speak, right?
Yes. Happens all the time.
Yeah. And you just have to kind of go with the flow. And I'm just like, okay, we're redoing the show right now. I'm like, boom, 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 sending out a new link to you and getting everything going. So, yeah. So people will find us. It's all good. Basically, everyone got a new link for Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. So it is, you know, but they'll find it. Andrew's sending out a couple hundred notifications right now. So, and of course, everybody else is sending out their notifications. But, and let's see what we got here. So we've got a few callers on Blog Talk already, and we're live streaming on Podbean. And so today we're going to talk about being in the kitchen, right? And the power of cooking your own food and the power of cooking your own food, you know, in Kitchen Craft, which is amazing cookware. So Jeremy, you taught me how to use the cookware yesterday, but before we go into that, tell us why is health so important to you?
Well, to me, it's really important because my dad died at the age of 48 from a heart attack, and my stepdad died at the age of 65 from a heart attack.
Wow.
And you know, they weren't, neither one of them were overweight. But you know, the contributing factor with their deaths was what the type of food and the things that they were eating every single day, had a major part in obviously, the outcome of that. So I personally take it very, very personal. Ever since that happened, I've really tried to, change things I do every single day in my life. Make sure that doesn't happen to me at a very, very young age, obviously, like those guys did. So, there's hidden things in our foods and things that we cook with that contribute to obviously everyday health ailments. And most of us don't even know about them. And
that's why I was so excited to meet you earlier this year, because what you do really resonates with me. And it is about those hidden toxins. You want to talk about Teflon for a moment in the pan?
Yeah. Most people don't know this, but I mean, Teflon is one of the most deadly materials out there. There's actually a class action lawsuit right now by every single state in the United States. There actually was a documentary on Netflix for a while called Dark Waters.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah. But long story short, there's a company called DuPont Chemicals that made that Teflon coating for many, many years. They're being sued by every single state in the nation right now because They have proven in a laboratory that the Teflon chunks that come off of those pans and end up in your food actually cause cancer.
Well,
so
you want to get better? I mean, let me get the list, right?
Yeah. And not only that, but underneath that Teflon is aluminum. So as soon as that Teflon coating comes off, now you're cooking on aluminum, which, you know, obviously there's many, many problems related to aluminum.
Early on
so.
To the dementia.
Yeah, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, many, many other things. So,
yes,
It's
a neurotoxin.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is what people want to know. So Teflon, first of all, I have parrots, which, by the way, they won't be on the show today. People are, you know.
Oh, bummer.
Well, no, but they typically are.
Yeah.
So, Fagla is very hormonal, and she drew blood yesterday. She can't help it. She's as hormonal. She's an animal. As spiritual and as amazing as she is, we need to give her some about a good 12 hours of sleep just to get those hormones back into check. It was certainly interesting. But so I have two parrots, and I remember years ago, and I've had parrots since I was a child, since I was like probably, I think I got my first bird when I was 4 or 5 years old. Why am I talking about birds? Well, because if you cook in a room with a bird and you're using Teflon, you can kiss the bird goodbye. Boom. Done. Out. So we have a couple comments here. Chris says, good morning. Chris says she's having her time of month. Oh, honey, it's not been a time. Let me tell you, it's been bad. She's drawing blood. Not her blood, our blood. Sorry. So Teflon is so dangerous. And when you consider the fact that you can kill a bird in a second from the fumes that come from the pots and pans that you're using, what is that doing for you?
Imagine what it's doing over many, many years to your body. So.
Yeah, I mean, so it's accumulating in those cells, right? And then you said it has aluminum underneath?
Yep, most of those Teflon pans have an aluminum backing, so the pan's made out of aluminum. So as soon as those, you know, the Teflon starts to wear off, which it always does, of course, that now you have exposed aluminum, which you're cooking at. So then those toxins from the aluminum obviously are getting into your food along with the Teflon. So it's just a deadly combination, all together. I mean, and not to mention those Teflon pans, they're terrible for our environment. I mean, they last 1-2 years if you're lucky. And they millions and millions of them end up in landfills every single year.
Okay.
So,
hold on a second. What's going on? Oh no. We have some signals. So everyone is listening. We're going to, new link for the blog talk show. Still call in to the phone number if you want to listen to the same phone number. We apparently had all sorts of scheduling issues. The show was scheduled for 15 minutes versus 2 hours. Please accept my apologies. you know, sometimes you just, you know, you get what you get. I guess you shouldn't be trying to launch a brand new functional food program at the same time. So let me restart the show real quick on Blog Talk. And Jeremy, bear with us, please.
No problem.
So here we go.
I got nothing to do today, Jody. I'm in the middle of Wisconsin on a horse farm right now. So.
Well, that's a beautiful place to be.
Yes, it is.
You know, I grew up with horses. I was in the country. So let's see if we can get this going. Hold on. So we're going to do create a, you know, I don't know if Naeem is listening. Maybe she can text me and let me know whether or not she can create this episode for me. But we're going to go ahead and do that. Here we go. So it will be, here we go. Green eating with the kitchen. All right, so let's see, let's see if we can do the broadcast. We'll do it right now and for 120 minutes. We're going to end this one. So we're going to...